I'm national investigative correspondent Angie Moreski. Spotlight on America discovered homes in high-risk disaster areas are feeling the impact of more than just extreme weather events. Unaffordable home insurance is beginning to have a ripple effect on some real estate markets. We take a closer look at whether the growing instability of home insurance could spell trouble for home sales. Storm surge from Hurricane Milton gushed into the first floor of this condo building in North Redington Beach, Florida. Just part of the catastrophic consequences of two back-to-back hurricanes hitting the southeast last fall. Not only leaving a trail of destruction, but also growing anxiety over home insurance, which has already seen record rate increases and policy non-renewals in Florida.
Are these escalating insurance rates and non-renewals making it harder to sell homes?
Unequivocally, yes. People are not able to qualify for the mortgage because of the skyrocketing insurance.
Florida has seen a 54% increase in home insurance rates over the past 5 years. And a recent budget committee report on home insurance found Florida was the number one state in the country for policy non-renewals.
It is extremely dire.
Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is raising concern that the unaffordability of home insurance could have a ripple effect that destabilizes the housing market nationwide.
The mortgages aren't there because the insurance isn't there, the property values crash.
Whitehouse was chair of the Senate Budget Committee the past 2 years, which found high-risk states like Florida, California, North Carolina, and Louisiana are leading the way when it comes to skyrocketing home insurance and non-renewals. But he says they are far from alone. In 2024, 33 states saw double-digit rate increases from coast to coast, including many interior states, which are experiencing more frequent and intense storms, like Kentucky and Tennessee, just hit with historic catastrophic flooding.
If you're a homeowner and your property just became uninsurable, it has likely also become unmortgageable.
In Florida, Arcuri says it's already happening.
Are you already seeing property values begin to decline because of this?
Yes, you're starting to see it impact the value because it's all about the mortgage payment. So you're having to lower the price of the home to make up for this escalation in insurance.
But despite escalating insurance costs, more people are living in high-risk areas like Texas, Florida, Virginia, and the Carolinas, according to Insurance Information Institute Communications Director Mark Friedlander.
People want to live near the coast. They want to be walking distance or short driving distance to the beach. Sounds lovely. It's not. It is extreme risk. As a homeowner, you're going to need to own your risk.
Arcuri doesn't disagree, but as Tampa Bay faces its highest inventory of homes for sale in 25 years, he worries the American dream of home ownership is slipping away.
Is it going to be just the millionaires who can afford these properties?
It's getting to be a rich man's game, and it is pricing a lot of people out of the market.
The question becomes, will other parts of the country follow the real estate market instability we're seeing in Florida? We'll be watching closely in other states like California, North Carolina, and Kentucky as we continue our look at how the home insurance crisis is impacting America. For Spotlight on America, I'm Angie Moreski.